Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of dominion. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 from the Easy Bible says, God blessed them. He said to them, give birth to children, grow in number, fill the earth, and rule over it. Rule over the fish in the sea, rule over the birds in the sky, rule over every different kind of living animal that moves along the ground. Hallelujah.
Welcome back to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God.
This shout out goes out to all our friends, well wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. God richly bless you for your deliberate efforts and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, just click on the share button and spread the gospel to the word. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after the short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Hallelujah, glory to God. That was a beautiful song done by Pastor Shirley Caesar titled Armor of God. I hope you are blessed by it. Amen. You're welcome back. Here's God's word for the 8th day in the month of April 2024. How to apply your spiritual weapons, part 2, the breastplate of righteousness. Our theme scripture is from Ephesians chapter 6 verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for life. We're grateful for waking us up into this beautiful day that you have made. We certainly are rejoicing and we are glad in it. We thank you for your word that you have sent to us today. We ask that you bless your word in our hearts with understanding and also with the grace to act accordingly. In Jesus' name. Amen. In today's devotional, we shall examine the second armor Paul commanded every Christian to put on, the breastplate of righteousness. In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 14, Paul said, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate was part of the armor worn by Roman soldiers to provide protection for their chest or upper body region, which contains vital and delicate organs like the heart, the lungs, etc. As the breastplate defended and protected the heart and lungs of the Roman soldiers from being wounded during battles, righteousness defends and protects everything on which the spiritual existence of the believer depends. Righteousness is the gift of God imparted into the human spirit at new birth, which gives the believer a right standing with God and produces in him the ability to do right. The righteousness of God was given to us by virtue of our faith in what Jesus Christ did for us. In other words, We were made righteous, not because we did anything right in the sight of God, but because we believed in Jesus Christ, who did everything right in the sight of God. And this is what grace is about. We are made righteous by the actions of Christ and not by our own actions or performance. The implication is that we are only righteous if we remain in Christ. It also means that whatever Christ is, we are, because we are in Him. 1 John chapter 4 verse 17. His experience has become our experience, and His location has become our location. For example, since Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father, we are also seated at the right hand of the Father in Christ Jesus. We can see that referenced in Mark chapter 16 verse 19 and Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6. Therefore, God expects us to put on righteousness as a spiritual armor. To put on righteousness means to live in perpetual consciousness of our gift of righteousness, because we need this constant consciousness to defend and protect our hearts from condemnation and all kinds of sinful indulgences and entanglements, and sustain our confidence in God, even if we make mistakes along the way. When you receive the gift of righteousness and walk in its consciousness continually, it will produce in you a life of obedience to God's word as a natural response to His gift of righteousness. In other words, everyone who has received the gift of righteousness will live a life that is consistently obedient to God's word, because your obedience to God's instructions is not just your strongest defense against the wiles of the devil, but also serves to protect your heart from being wounded by sin. Beloved, if you want to experience true freedom and walk in dominion all the days of your life, you must consciously put on righteousness as a spiritual armor to protect your heart from the contamination of sin, guilt, or self-condemnation. Shalom. Let us pray, believers. You may say after me, Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for declaring me righteous, not because of any good or righteous thing that I have done, but because of what Christ did on my behalf. I receive grace to remain righteousness conscious without any offense towards God or towards man. In Jesus' name, and we all say, Amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. O Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a Father-Son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Port Harcourt River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokuta, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Naomi Rain and Natalie Grant singing Sing Hallelujah. I'm so your host, your friend, and beloved brother, Alex Afemifale. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
Worship that makes you worthy, God, you were always good. With or without my song, you're still holy, God, you are always good. And I can't help hallelujah, I've gotta let it out. You've never needed my voice to cry holy, so I get to say you're good. With my whole heart, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. I get to sing it forever, louder I sing hallelujah, hallelujah.
just hype. This is hope. This is hope. This is hope. It's not a has-been goodness. It's a right-now goodness. It isn't just a he has been good. It's he is good. He is good. He's right now good in your life.